Hello and welcome to this week's Pulse Podcast. I'm Terry Rombeck of the Lawrence Journal World. In this episode, we look at the crazy comedy world of Right Between the Ears. The radio troupe is performing again Saturday night at Liberty Hall. We'll talk to a founder and also to a cast member about what's new with the group. After that, we'll tell you about what else is going on in Lawrence this weekend in our weekly Best Bets feature. First, though, Right Between the Ears.
Well, the election is over, and I'm feeling pretty glum. Doug, you got back in the White House. Gotta tell you, I feel numb. But the question that just dogs me is, how could this country be so dumb?
The Right Between the Ears comedy troupe has had plenty of fun with George W. Bush the past 7 years. So you might think that Daryl Brogdon, who is the show's producer and lead writer, might be just a little bit worried about the end of Bush's term coming up.
Oh, no. As long as there are politicians in Washington, it will be a golden age for satirists, because no matter who's in power, there will always be somebody doing something stupid in Washington. So we had a great deal of fun during the Reagan administration, the first Bush administration. The Clinton administration was great. We look forward to whoever comes after George W. So we're completely nonpartisan in our satire. So I'm sure whoever's there will be great fodder for new material.
That sort of perspective is an advantage when you've been doing radio comedy for 20 years, as Right Between the Ears has. In fact, a lot has changed for the group in two decades. Consider these differences. One, a name change. The troupe started off being called Imagination Workshop. Two, an affiliation change. 2 years ago, Kansas Public Radio cut formal ties with Right Between the Ears. Now it is its own separate entity, which means less financial and administrative support, but also means less university red tape to cut through. Three, technology changes. That's good and bad. The troupe now has to compete with the internet as a comedy outlet. But it also has benefited. Namely, the show has been on Sirius satellite radio now since January of 2006. But plenty remains the same from those early days. The group still is doing live shows at Liberty Hall, doing spoof commercials, and poking fun at pretty much anybody, especially if they've been in the headlines. Like this spoof of a Brokeback Mountain movie preview from a couple of years ago.
It's a story as old as time, but as new as today. The story of a love so strong that nothing can stand in its way.
All we've had to eat for months is beans.
I ain't had a bath in 3 weeks, neither.
Damn, I am sick of eating beans.
Yeah. We smell worse than warm buffalo crap, too.
You as turned on as I am right now?
The writers are having meetings 4 to 6 weeks away from a show and starting to kick our ideas around. And we always say to people, if you've ever watched the Dick Van Dyke Show, you know, they were all comedy writers sitting around that office. That's pretty much the way it works. We meet up in bars and restaurants and places like that and kick ideas around and read stuff that we've worked or are working on and critique each other and try to sort of hammer something together. And then in the last 2 or 3 weeks, that's when it's kind of white-knuckle time. Things start to get crazy because we're rushing to get a script together and try to, as best you can in a situation like that, stay ahead of the headlines and try to be as topical as you can.
That process has worked well through the years. Right Between the Ears has won multiple awards from organizations such as the International Radio Festival and the Silver Microphone Awards. The cast currently has 7 members. Kip Niven, a KU alum who lives in Kansas City, says Right Between the Ears is the highlight of his performing career, which spans Broadway, TV, and film.
It's the most fun that I've ever had as a professional actor. I've been a professional actor for 37 years, and I've never had as much fun as I have when we get to do this show. It's not just the job, but it's the joy of what we're doing and the wonderful people that I get to work with. I can't tell you how gratifying it is to know that when people come to that auditorium Saturday night, that we're going to make people, as we say, laugh so hard that stuff will come out their nose.
You love their first album, Gregorian Chants. Their second album of TV themes went platinum. And now, the Holy Brothers of Santo Domingo are back with their biggest recording yet.
Praxis, Lexus, Plexus, Nexus.
Yes, it's the first ever album of Latin-sounding product names.
Even with changes in technology, Niven thinks there still is a solid radio market.
Most of my radio listening is done in the car, frankly. But I do a fair amount of that because one of my survival jobs is I'm a limo driver, so I spend a lot of time in the car and a lot of time listening to National Public Radio and frankly, the Royals and the Chiefs. And so I believe that there still continues to be a market for radio. And as it changes, I hope that it will provide new outlets for Right Between the Ears to benefit from that additional exposure.
Brogdon, the producer and writer, says he's generally been pleased with how things have gone since Right Between the Ears and Kansas Public Radio parted ways in 2005. Of course, he's doing more administrative work now, which he's not a big fan of, and the group is doing more performances, with more demands now that the show is heard weekly on Kansas Public Radio, KCMO Radio in Kansas City, and also on Sirius Satellite Radio. But Brogdon says the newfound freedom has allowed for some big opportunities that are in the works for Right Between the Ears. He says he can't talk about those opportunities just yet, but they could be, in his words, huge if they come through. But even Brogdon, who is a program director at KPR, isn't exactly sure what's in store for the future of radio comedy.
Who knows? If I knew the answer to that, I'd be a wealthy man. Because certainly the technology and the media has changed enormously. And as you say, with the internet, the availability of the internet and instant availability of material like this, who knows? There are a lot of people who are obsessed with creating radio shows like this, but having trouble finding radio stations to air them. But there's always the internet and different different delivery systems that are available to us now that were never available before.
The folks at Right Between the Ears will be at it again on Saturday night. Shows begin at 5 and 8 at Liberty Hall. They will feature a guest appearance by Janie Carey, host of Janie's Kitchen on Sunflower Broadband Channel 6.
Very topical. We've got quite a bit of material taken right out of the headlines. There'll be some Larry Craig stuff, and of course, and some stuff about even the Petraeus Report. George W. Bush, as always, and plenty of stuff right out of the media.
Tickets for Saturday's show range from $15.50 to $19.50, and they're available at Ticketmaster outlets, the Liberty Hall box office, and at www.rightbetweentheears.org. Now let's take a look at some of what else is going on in Lawrence this weekend. Tom Petty cover band American Girls plays tonight at the Bottleneck. That show starts at 10 with opening band 4th of July. The annual collage concert by students at the KU School of Fine Arts is also tonight. That starts at 7:30 at the Lead Center. The Twang Daddies and Sellout are playing a block party hosted by the City of Lawrence and the Chamber of Commerce. That event runs from 4 to 10 tonight on 8th Street between Mass and New Hampshire. The Free State Free Con Comic Book Festival runs Saturday and Sunday at the Douglas County 4-H Fairgrounds. Times are 10 to 5 on Saturday and 10 to 4 on Sunday. That does it for this week's Pulse podcast. We'll leave you with one more tune from Right Between the Ears. This one is called Intelligent Design. Thanks for tuning in for this week's podcast. We'll see you back here next Friday.
We got some troubles in the Kansas schools. The school board's governed by a bunch of fools. We all thought that the curriculum was fine till the board starts discussing intelligent design.
The school board chairman is a real hick. She's been this way since 1956.
But we've been teaching evolution all this time.
She says what you need is intelligent design.
Now evolution causes school boards plenty of strife. We're holding hearings on the origins of life.
But science teachers wouldn't come and testify.
Discussing a creator makes them extremely shy.
The science teachers won't put up a fight.
Now we don't know if what they say is right.
But if you go to school in Kansas, you will find, as part of the curriculum, intelligent